everyone. Welcome to the shot with Cosmos of Cosmos. Cheers to the Big Bada Boom SN1987.
Hey! Cheers. I was around for that. That is so cool.
I was around for it too. I was two.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I was actually almost two. I was like a one and a half-ish. So, SN 1987A stands for supernova.
Or big bada boom.
Big bada boom. When? February 23rd, 1987.
Hey.
Where? The Large Magellanic Cloud. That is one of our satellite galaxies of the Milky Way. Milky Way is gobbling it up. Mm-hmm. With the small one as well, and they're located in the southern hemisphere.
Yeah, I never got to see
you
it.
You can't see it in the northern hemisphere. And what was it again? It's a big bada boom. We had a big explosion happen out in the sky that we saw with naked eyes. It was the first supernova in modern times to be seen.
Oh, that's so cool.
In the night sky.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It is the first and closest supernova seen in the sky with naked eyes for 4 centuries.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
For 400 years. Meanwhile, supernovae are happening all the fucking time in the universe.
Yeah,
every second, like a supernova. Boom, a supernova boom, happens. Boom, right now. So the last one that was observed in the sky without any telescopic aid, binocularic aid, was Kepler's supernova, SN 1604.
Okay,
1604
yeah.
is when it was observed. this happened.
It's so nice that they put the year in there.
I know, right? This happened 168,000 light years away. So really, the Big Bada Boom itself happened 168,000 years ago because it just takes that long for light to reach us. But we got to first see it when it first, we got to first see that explosion in 1987. And it was discovered by Ian Shelton and Oscar Duhalde at the Los Campos Observatory in Chile. And within the same 24 hours, Albert Jones in New Zealand saw it.
Okay.
As well, so it was kind of like, everybody's kind of like, oh shit!
And then everybody turned their telescopes.
Everyone's like, whoa! We got something going on over here. So what happened was a blue supergiant,
mm-hmm.
so a big fucking boy star, all right, a big girl star, either one, big they star, all right, a big them star. Stars are stars, they don't have genders, they're not, we like to make things people, but they're not. It is a big star, much more massive than our sun. It was putting out 100,000 times the power of the sun when it went boom.
Holy shit. That's a lot.
Its expanding debris field glowed invisible light with the energy of 100 million suns.
Wow.
Bright as fuck. Don't look directly at the supernova blast.
I mean, is that like more than the stars of the Large Magellanic Cloud? Because it's just a small little dwarf galaxy.
Probably. I mean, what? There's 400
billion in ours.
Yeah, so it might be the size of the as luminous as a small galaxy.
Yeah.
It is, so again, it's the first supernova that modern astronomers could study in great deal, and get more data on, what's known as core collapse supernovae. So that's when a star, basically, it runs out of fuel, and it can't, balance out the inward pull of gravity anymore, aka hydrostatic equilibrium.
Hey.
And so gravity just goes, all right, and poof, it just impacts in on itself, essentially. And so the Atacama Large Millimeter Telescope in Chile, it found indirect evidence of the remaining neutron star.
Oh, shit, really?
So what's left after the supernovae is just the core, basically, of the star compressed down into what is known as a neutron star. All the electrons are squished together to form neutrons.
All the electrons are squished into the protons, and they make neutrons.
And they make neutrons. Fancy physics math man is here. That's why I have him. And to do tip math.
But and it's only about 10 miles across.
Yeah, they're small, but incredibly dense yeah. material and incredibly hot material. It's radiating away all that leftover energy, essentially. But they couldn't see the neutron star. In fact, we can't directly see the remaining neutron star. And so they weren't sure exactly.
Did you say they saw it though?
No. They found evidence of
evidence
of it and where it is. They weren't sure exactly where it was or is within the nebula. Because
it also could have been a black hole.
Exactly. So what they thought, in 2021, okay, so Chandra and the New Star X-ray Telescope, they found more evidence for its location. And the reason why that it could be so hard to find is that either it's enshrouded in dense clouds of dust, a pulsar formed with an unusually large or small magnetic field.
Okay.
Or it could have further collapsed into a black hole.
Oh, okay. And stuff falls
after material. Material falling back onto it then caused it to basically just shrink down into itself even more into a mathematical point.
Like instantly.
So basically, what the evidence is showing is that there's a very bright patch of dust clumps that are close to the expected position of where this neutron star should be. Because it should be pretty much well in the center of the nebula. They're seeing that there's a hard X-ray emission that indicate a pulsar wind nebula that's being created. So pulsars can create high-speed winds blowing outwards, and this can create a nebula shape by charged particles and magnetic fields. So what astronomers think they're actually seeing is a young pulsar.
Oh, nice.
And it's unprecedented to be able to watch the birth of a pulsar.
Because this is so close to us.
Yeah, it's usually these things are happening so far away from us, you know, we they're hard to see, hard to observe. We're not seeing them when they, you know, we saw the explosion of the star happen, basically, which is a rare occurrence. And usually astronomers are just working off, you know, something that exploded, you know. I mean, technically it exploded a really long time ago, but, they're seeing it many, many, many years or hundreds of years or millions of years after it actually exploded.
Question, query, response. What was
I don't remember.
I don't remember. Okay, so when you look at supernova 1987A, it's got the, they're circular
lobes.
But they're circular on either side. Would that be?
It might be indicative of the
indicative. You broke out
The pulsar.
So I was wondering if it's anything about
those jets. Pulsars usually have the jets.
Yeah, the pulsar hitting it and it rotating, making those. All right, cool.
So it's very possible that could be it. So, of course, more study is, of course, happening and will happen. But it is really
For a very long time.
I mean, this is just like
two centuries from now they're going to be studying it.
Almost once in a lifetime shot to witness the death of a big star and the birth
of a pulsar.
I mean, it's transformation into
it's like butterflies. It's butterflies.
Butterflies.
Yes, it's going to refine our understanding of pulsars.
And since we're getting close to February 23rd of 2024, I should say, so happy Explosion Day from Earth, SN 1987A, and happy 36th birthday, pulsar baby. I'm older than it, but technically not, because it happened again 168,000 years ago. Yeah. We just saw it in 1987. Anyway, thanks for joining us. This was a shot. Follow us on all the things, Spotify, YouTube, Twitters at Drinking Cosmos, everywhere else, Cosmos with Cosmos. We'll see you next time.
Cheers, everybody.
Bye.